The most recent on-the-air live covered programming a handheld radio, and we got a lot of good questions, said Green. Being an interactive webinar, we have the opportunity to spend time discussing things on which members need more information. On-the-air live is accessed through the ARRL Learning Center at learn.arrl.org. It is a benefit of ARRL membership, and members must be logged into the website to access it for the live or archived sessions. The next on-the-air live is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It will focus on advanced functions of handheld radios, including getting them on digital modes. We're going to take the handheld radio and expand its capability by attaching it to a sound card, said Green. Those who attend will learn how to use APRS and VARA, including WinLink. We had a great time with members on the last one, and I hope more people will join us in March, said Green. In late January 2025, 17 students and staff members from Los Animas High School in Colorado visited the Deep Space Exploration Society telescope, known as DSES, located at the Filsner Radio Astronomy and Space Science Center near Haswell, Colorado. They also got an introduction to amateur radio. This first field trip of high school students reflected the dreams of Michael Lowe, former DSES board member, who sought to create a center for radio astronomy and space science education in southeast Colorado, said DSES President Myron Babcock, KL7YY. Since 2009, society members have devoted hundreds of hours to rebuilding the Filsner site. In 2024, a grant from the Amateur Radio Digital Communications Group provided funds to complete a new building suitable for hosting groups. Student braved intense winds and cold to venture into the underground bunker location of the DSES amateur radio station, K0PRT. Board member Paul Sobin, NO0T, demonstrated how long-distance contacts are made using high-frequency HF transceivers. Under his supervision, several students learned to call CQ. Unfortunately, because band conditions were poor, no student got a response. But later, Sobin was able to contact a radio amateur in the Canary Islands, and students observed two-way HF radio communications between those two stations some 5,000 miles apart. About half the students who visited the site will participate in this year's Colorado Science Olympiad competition. The Deep Space Exploration Society is an all-volunteer group united by love for science, exploration, and learning about space.